Április 5-én a The Vices lép fel a Dürer kertben. Nem ez az első eset, hogy itt járnak mi nálunk Magyarországon. Léptek már föl a parkban, például az Ivan and the Parasol előtt is. Most viszont önállóan töltik meg a Dürer kert kistermét, és akik itt vannak velem, a Vices két tagja, Matisse és Simon.
Well, hello!
Ivan and the Parasols, that's the only thing I could understand.
Fair enough, that's very good. So how did you feel when Ivan and the Parasol invited you? You played to their audiences and now you will play by yourself, maybe to the partly to the same audience.
Yeah, so yeah, it was fun, especially being in Budapest Park. I didn't expect it to be that big as well. And they killed it. Yeah. I really enjoyed the show. We enjoyed the evening as well.
Yep.
Yeah, pretty hungover the next day. But it was fun. And then they came back to the Netherlands to do some shows with us. And that was actually last weekend. So it's fun to see him again.
And fun as well, yeah.
Yeah, it was a good time.
You became friends, right?
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Really good ones.
Yeah.
Guys, you are quite young, let me say that. So the band was founded in 2019. If I might say, you can't hear on the sound that this is a young band because it's very mature. Even if we talk about this band as a surf rock band or as an indie rock band, Before Your Birth is quite the most listened song on Spotify. I heard out some influences of REM, so it's very mature. Music comes with your childhood, or you came together in the high school or university and then you started to play together?
Yeah, that's kind of how it started. I think Floris and Simon, you started playing when you were like 12 or something, yeah, pretty young. And actually Jonathan and Simon met each other at soccer practice when they were six, I think. Like really, like childhood thing. And I joined when I was 18.
Yeah.
Just had my driving license. So, yeah. So that's how it started. We came from kind of different backgrounds. Grew up with...
Like a lot of different angles.
Yeah. I was mostly like prog rock, 80s rock. Nothing like Simon. You listen to the...
Late 60s.
Yeah.
Like Jimi Hendrix and stuff.
We can hear out of your songs, even the 60s, even the 80s, indie rock. And also what I said, maybe REM made some influences on you or David Bowie. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, Bowie. I think Bowie more than REM did. But
you admit that you use your imperfection in your songs. Does it shape your style that you admit that you are imperfect? Or it's just
maybe,
a phrase?
Yeah, maybe in our last album we did like a lot of experimental stuff. So it was more like more jamming and experimenting. So there are kind of imperfection in the record who made it perfect.
Let's talk about your international claim because you reached it in 2022, right? Did anything change in the process what you made? Because at that time, you could see the worldwide audience. You could see the Americans, how they react. You could see a lot of differences on the stages. So did it make any difference in your method?
Well, the only thing that changed quite a bit was that most of the time, Floris would write the songs. And nowadays, Jonathan had more time to do it as well. And they started to write songs like almost every evening together. And
I don't think it especially has something to do with America. But
those guys like experimented together and getting the music to another level, I think really helped us go like international. You could say so. Yeah.
Budapest changes a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Budapest.
In what way?
Yeah. Well, wait. Well, playing Sziget, for example,
that was like big. That was like the first big festival,
like international,
outside of the Netherlands.
Yeah.
So it does. Also, it was a really good gig, and there were a lot of people. But like the name Sziget just does quite well if you played there. So those guys played Sziget. Now well, it helped us like play big festivals in our country. So yeah, really, really helps. It is really fun.
It was really fun. Yeah, Siget is awesome.
It is.
It is.
Could you stay for a while, or you just came, you made the gig, and you left?
Hey, we did stay.
We did stay.
Yeah, and then we drove back to the Netherlands. It was like 18 hours or something.
Wow.
Like really, yeah, it's terrible. It was really warm as well. Like
really hangover.
Extremely yeah, so really hot that time in Hungary. Yes.
Simplecare? It's called Simpla.
Simpla. It's Simplecare. Did you like it?
Yeah, I like it a lot. You have like a drink. It's called liquid cocaine. Awesome.
That's how we got the hangover. Yeah,
and have all my tattoos from.
That's the one thing we do. We did take you make tattoo.
It? Did you make a tattoo in Budapest?
Budapest, and this one is from Budapest.
It's quite big.
Yes, yeah, but it's
Jesus,
cheaper,
guys.
In the center of Budapest, like a black store.
Yeah,
and nearby you can get amazing tosties. That's the only shit I heard.
Yeah. Now we're talking about it. I really like go back to Budapest. Just the weather is good.
As I hear, Budapest makes some influences on you guys.
Mm-hmm. That's why we love to come back.
Yeah, one of the greatest cities of Europe. I think.
It is.
That's what we say. Yeah. That's what we say when we go to Amsterdam. So something might be in the middle. Yeah. So tell me, guys. Now you come to celebrate before it might begun the new album, and if I can say, this is even more mature than the previous ones. But this time, this 7 years was very tough for you, I guess, because it's a lot of materials, it's a lot of songs you've written. And what did you learn making this album? So what will be the new, what the Budapest audience will see from you on April 5?
Well, I think, like what we just said, it's my touring voice. really not giving so much time and energy away searching for different sounds. If it feels good, you just do it. But it's also like the most produced album we made so far. So the show, we have to think about a lot about how we're going to approach it live, because it does have that quite a lot of layers, and we're still with four people. Yeah, so it took some figuring out, but I think we did it quite well. yeah. So, and that's it's a whole new show. So people are going to come to the Budapest show.
Yeah, buy your tickets.
Yeah. Should be like, it's nothing. It is more mature, I think, like the show as well.
Yeah,
more serious songs than we used to. Like we still have energy, but it's more dosed, I think. Like it's not.
It's more dynamical.
Yeah, it is. It is, and I think it suits us well. I quite like it. So that's new, and it's. I'm curious how the people are going to react.
Yeah.
What do you do when the people attending to your concert are not as dynamic as you are? You explode on the stage.
We had a gig last weekend, and I thought we were playing well, and we played like dynamic. And if I see people standing there, I'm just giving more energy. I think, you're not gonna like it. You're gonna like it.
Yeah.
Like 10%. Yeah.
Right. What was the difference of the Budapest audience from, for instance, the German audience?
Budapest people are going crazy. So that's really fun to experience. And last time at Budapest Park, Floor jumped into the crowd. Just wow. Like he felt it. And jumped into the crowd, and the crowd was going crazy and mosh pits everywhere. So
yeah, they're paying attention, which is nice. And they're going, they let loose. And most of the German people are enjoying it, but they're not letting you notice.
Yeah, is it like a lot of applause?
You guys are good, but then like seriously watching you.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. I think that's the difference.
What does it mean to you to connect to the people? What are the limits? What you are not going to step through? Like people are aiming to connect to those who playing them. And what are the limits? If you thought about this, maybe you didn't. What are the limits you would never step through?
I don't know.
No, we don't have limits. No, we just do.
So
well, last night you thought you were gonna like stage jump or how is it called?
Yeah, I wanted to stage dive really badly. Because
there was a stiff audience.
But the audience was like a couple of little girls in the like younger girls in the front. When I jump, they die.
Yeah.
So
probably
I just didn't do it. So I think that's a limit, because the show before I wanted to do it and I regretted it the day after, because I thought they can handle it, we're big guys, so I thought, fuck it. Then I didn't do it. So I wanted to do it the show in Zwolle, but all little girls. I was like, fuck no.
That's the limit.
What is your plan after the tour? So do you start to record a new album or you will take some break? What is the best move after a tour like this?
You always write.
You always write.
I think we're gonna write for a bit. Yeah. When the shows are done, we're just gonna write for a bit.
It's not in our nature to sit still.
No.
So we don't do that.
And we have some time off for the festival season. Yeah. So that's the thing. So we're going to write. Jonathan was talking about going to, like, I don't know, maybe Germany again or Belgium or France, and then rent a little house and then just going to write for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Take 2 weeks off. And then most of the time, the festival season starts in May, April, May, most of the time. And then that is normally just take some, like, practices and rehearsals to get it right, and then
when is she get?
I don't know.
Is she get? Is it
in August?
In August.
If someone listens, we want to go to she get
again and drink liquid cocaine.
Liquid cocaine.
I will tell. I will do my best to tell those guys. Okay.
And to come to the Duocat show.
April
and then 5th. they can drink liquid cocaine with us.
Sounds like a plan. Okay, guys. So April 5th, Duocat.
Yes. Yeah.
Enjoy the tour. Take care of yourself.
You.
We're looking forward to see you in Budapest.
Looking forward to seeing you guys too. Thank you.
Thank you so much, guys. A Devices zenekarból Matiz és Simon voltak itt velünk. Április 5-én a Duocatben játszanak. Mi meg most meghallgatunk közösen egy dalt tőlük. Mit szóltok?